Welcome to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are Catholicism.org and Reconquest.net. My email address is bam@Catholicism.org, bam@Catholicism.org. I can also be found easily on Twitter at @Brother_Andre. And if you look for me on Facebook, just search for Brother Andre Marie and you will find me. The topic this evening is St. Robert Bellarmine's On Purgatory, and my guest is Mr. Ryan Grant, the founder and managing editor of Mediatrix Press, a Latinist, a translator and scholar of the works of St. Robert Bellarmine, and an all-around nice Catholic guy. Thank you so much for joining me, Ryan, and good evening.
Good evening to you, brother. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we're happy that we could do. It's been a while since we've gotten together for one of these, and it's always a very interesting and edifying discussion. So, I spent many quality hours today in the book, so hopefully, I won't sound like the drooling idiot asking you what's in the book.
Well, it's been a while since I've gone through the book. I read it once in Latin, I translated it, and then I read it once or twice in English after all the editing was in. So hopefully the memory from that serves to elucidate it a bit more.
Okay, great. And you've got your crib notes, right? You've probably got the book in front of you. Great. Okay, so first of all, some preliminary or general stuff. It's possible that some of our listeners aren't completely sure what it is that we're even talking about. So let's not be presumptuous and assume that everybody knows even what purgatory is. So I'm going to ask you to just give our listeners and me a succinct resume of what purgatory is.
Purgatory is essentially a place and a state outside and after this world that where souls that are, I mean, the colloquial expression is not bad enough for hell and not good enough for heaven yet. And there's a certain truth in that, inasmuch as souls still have temporal punishment for sin that for which satisfaction needs to be made, or who have venial sins that they haven't done proper penance to purge. And so whenever you commit a sin, let's take a mortal sin, for example, whenever you commit a mortal sin, there's two effects. One is your eternal damnation. The other is your temporal punishment that you receive on account of it. So it's analogous to, you know, the common example you'll see in moral theology is that more modern treatments is that if you hit a baseball through a window or just throw a ball through a window or whatever of your neighbor's house, then this breach of the peace has happened. So you go hat in hand, I'm sorry, you know, we didn't mean to break your window. And then, oh, I forgive you. So now our friendship is restored. But there is the matter of the window, and, you know, I'm kind of hard up on cash, so could you or your parents help me pay for it? And that's simply, succinctly really what happens with your temporal punishment is that you have injured God's glory in this world, not as it actually is, but as it is in this world by your sin. So you have to make satisfaction for that. And so that's what that second thing is. So when you go to confession, that eternal punishment is forgiven, but that temporal punishment remains, and that's why the priest gives you a penance. And so your penance is, even if he gives you something like three Hail Marys, and people walk away, oh, that wasn't, you know, come on, three Hail Marys for all that, I should have more than that. And I mean, you can always do more, but what the priest assigns as a penance through the sacrament actually has an effect that's above, you know, just the normal saying various prayers piously. So anyway, so penance is necessary to satisfy your temporal punishment. And so if you don't do that in this life and you die, well, your eternal debt is paid through thanks to the merits of Christ dying on the cross and your true act of contrition and going to confession and receiving the sacrament, which flows from the merits of his passion. But you still have that temporal punishment that needs satisfaction to be made for it. And that's why you have purgatory. So if you don't satisfy that in this life, you have to satisfy that in the next life. Or as it says in the scripture, he won't get out until he's paid the last penny.
Mm-hmm.